cover all the frequencies you can tune into, from DQ all the way up to light, and everything else in between, except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about amateur radio at any other time during the week. So on this net tonight, we'll talk about who you can tune into on all these various frequencies outside of the amateur radio band, what equipment you would need to use for, doesn't matter whether it's audio, video, data, whatever, where you can find information to explain what you're listening to and what new things are coming along, either in technology or in changes in the law. There's basic ground rules for participation in this net. One, because it is a linked repeater system, regardless which repeater that you're using, please key up for a second or two before you start to talk, otherwise the beginning part of your transmission will get cut off. And the best way to find the nearest repeater to where you are is to go to the website www.n2row.net, look at the list of repeaters, find the one closest where you are to guarantee that you have the best possible signal into the system. When you check in, please give your call sign, your name, your location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you want to share with everyone else on any topic at all pertaining to this net. If you do not have any traffic, when you check in, please say the words, no traffic. This way, we'll go on to the next person. If you have problems getting into the net for whatever reason, technical difficulties, you're too far away from the repeaters, you may not have enough power from your HD inside that apartment building basement, or maybe you're not even a licensed amateur radio operator yet, you're listening on a scanner, well, you can still participate by sending email to nycxa@yahoo.com. All traffic sent to that email address will be forwarded on the air periodically throughout the net. At this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out. This way, people aren't stepping on each other. And we get everybody checked in. This is M2NLV.
Good evening, WHSQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. What's the traffic? And I'll be checking email.
2NLV. Situation 2OKZ10 in Cranford, New Jersey. No traffic today.
KC2QKS, Frank and Booker. No traffic.
W2LIE, Phil, Long Island, with traffic.
NLV. November 2, Sierra, Charlie, Romeo, Jim in Aberdeen, no traffic.
Have to go that way. All right, first up on the list tonight, W2SQQ. That's what it'll be. How's it going, Bob?
I'm good, Charlie. Good evening to everybody.
Something I wanted to pass along. I've been watching the Butel website for version 3 of the 996 software, and they kept saying coming soon, coming soon. And a few days ago, all mention of it just disappeared, so I emailed Butel and actually posted something up on Radio Reference, and it turns out that Butel does not have a release date on it because the audio recording feature is going to be getting some new features. What they are, I don't know. So, no date yet, but for those of you who have been waiting for it, perhaps the additional wait would be worth waiting for. The thing that I guess a lot of people saw on the news. Let me let this drop a second. I'm not sure how the links are set. Hang on a sec. Okay, probably many of you saw the news story on there about the Essex County officer that was involved in some kind of a chase and a vehicle hit him at 100 miles an hour. A lot of that was on last night, Spen 1, and also the 471.3625 frequency was carrying all that. They actually had the streets blocked off so that the ambulance could get to the hospital in Newark without any delays, but Essex County is a real hotbed of action. For those of you who don't have it in their radios, 471.3625, every night as soon as it gets dark, it really gets very active. Back to you, Charlie, and I'll be checking email.
Citywide 1, and I believe it was also Citywide 3 for NYPD, had most of the traffic on it. Also, good hits were the EMS Citywide frequencies as well. So even from Eastern Nassau County, it was still able to make out what was going on down there. Unable to hear any of the Macy's frequencies, had some Spanish-speaking dispatches on two of the frequencies in the list. But I'm guessing those were local to here and not come from Manhattan. And I'm going to let it drop before I go into the charity announcement again, if you don't mind. For those that didn't check in last week due to the beginning of the holiday, I am running a raffle on my website, w2lie.net, for a local choice. Children's Charity. This is, I believe, their 17th year running their fundraiser. This year I wanted to help them out by trying to generate some donations. I put together a quick raffle that should be taking place. I'm going to move the date up one day to December 21st and make the cutoff on buying tickets December 20th. Tickets are $5 a piece, or you can buy a group of six for $20. PayPal is the preferred method, and you can purchase them right from my site. For prizes, we've got the final list. We're looking at a copy of Butel Basic Programming, your choice of software. It's got to be the basic software. BNN Paging Service for 3 months. A Scanner Master Human Condition Guide from Scanner Master. A 2008 ARRL Handbook. It was given by NASA Air and NASA Skywarn. There's also a portable CD player and a couple of t-shirts and bumper stickers and a hat from a Nassau County Fire Department grant website. Again, the web address is www.w2lie.net, and wishing everybody a happy holidays, and stay safe. W2LIE, back to net.
Were still receiving
analog signals directly, you know, just plugged in without a box or anything. And if you said yes, they offered you up to three very, very simple converter boxes that would receive digital. And I guess the way that law is written, it says if everybody on your network is digital, then you don't have to supply that analog signal. But if you have people who do have analog, then you're going to have to supply them that analog signal. So that was their way of getting around it. They gave away up to three boxes. I got two myself, and I'm using them down in the basement. And it does convert the, you know, whatever's there into a digital. And, but anyway, that's how Verizon got around it.
I concur with you on that because I have Fios and I love it. And when I plug the cable directly into TV, nada, there's nothing there. And I called them up and that's what they told me. They said, well, it is all digital, but you need a box, we'd be happy to provide you one. And I said, no, I just wanted to know, you know, what the technicality was. What I haven't tried, and maybe you can tell me, will a conventional, the set-top boxes that the Radio Shack and Best Buy and Surface City are selling, if that's connected to Fios, will it work?
And I have not tried. Like I said, there is this specific, nice, cute little box. I think it's Motorola, and I just don't want to use two, because I do have an old TV down in my workshop, and I figure, well, I may want to watch something down there. But I've never, tried the regular converter on that, partly because I also have an eBay antenna up in the attic, and I use that to get, you know, the off-the-air signals. So I've been playing a little bit.
I'm going to have to try that. It'll be a winter project, I suspect. But anyway, that's interesting. Do you mind? I just thought of something else I wanted to share. Or do you want to continue and I'll take the next check-in?
I just wanted to jump in with information. According to the Wikipedia entry for Verizon Fios, it says that the basic tier channels are available with clear QAM, QAM. All of the service tiers are DRM encrypted and require renting a digital set-top box.
Let's see, further along, it says here that the analog conversion is a standard definition digital 2 megabits per second on 451 megahertz frequency, QAM of all analog cable channels. Accessing these channels requires a QAM tuner. Okay, so I would think that the standard digital ATSC is not going to work in that situation, Bob.
Okay. Micro Center, which has a store over here in Patterson. I don't know if all of you are aware of it. Great computer store, though. Lowe's, CompUSA, and all the other stores out of the world. I got their flyer today. In fact, I went over there, and I'm very tempted. They actually have two different internet radios. Now, you just hook up your broadband. And one of them actually has built-in Wi-Fi, so you can go wired or wireless. And it's an alarm clock. It is really cool. It comes pre-programmed with 11,000 stations, and what I'm trying to find out is if you can add more to it. It's on sale for $149. It's not cheap, but, you know, maybe you're in a situation like I am, where my wife is saying, what do you want for Christmas? I don't know. I got enough junk. But I went looking at this, and I'm very tempted. So, if you go to Micro Center's website, you do a search for internet radio or internet alarm clock. Really neat looking radio, and it looks quite interesting, and I like it because it does not require a wired connection as long as you got a wireless router.
Yeah, I'm wondering about this, Bob, because
that service is no longer available, how do you change it? Like in case the URL changes to the audio stream or whatever.
That's what I'm trying to find out. I sent an email to the company and I got a manual. I gotta believe that you could change this. I can't believe that somebody would make something you couldn't reprogram.
I was going to the prize list. I forgot to announce what the grand prize was going to be. Nothing special. It's a Radio Shack scanner. Not the top of the line, but it will do rebanding. So it may be better than going out and buying a brand new top of the line scanner. It might be something to hold you over with, too. That's it. Next week, I'll have to get a script together. Don't forget anything. Back to you, W2LE.
Make sure that everybody knows that there are three nets. that are run on this repeater system every week. Hours on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. The K2IRT transit group Thursdays at 8 o'clock. And the New York City RXM emergency communications group Mondays at 8:30. And with a few coming changes to the system, with additional repeaters being linked in that Richie and Lance are working on, we just may have a few more nets with various groups. So stay tuned. 7-3 for now, and we'll catch you all next week. This is N20, be clear.